99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 6:07:57 outside. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Made it to Friday, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know who needs to hear the fact that it's Friday, but it is. Today,
probably a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, wondering.
Yeah, maybe. You know, all these days kind of meld into one another and
they all look the same.
Yeah, kind of. So today on the show, we've got a couple setting the bar stories. We've got Facebook fights. We've got You Laugh, You Lose, family secrets, all that stuff on that you've come to know and expect for Friday. And as Missy tweeted us yesterday, she doesn't really tell the days of the weeks by Monday through Friday anymore. She tells it by the segments that we have on the radio show.
So, exactly. So we've trained her well.
So today is You Laugh, You Lose Day. So
yep.
That will happen a little bit later on here this morning on 99.7 DJX. I mean, tonight should be the night that I'm carb loading and getting ready for the mini marathon tomorrow.
But you're not.
So here's the thing. I'm still thinking I might run a mini marathon tomorrow, but just on my own. Because I trained for it, you know?
You did? You kept the training up?
Yeah.
Even when you knew it was not happening?
Right. I did.
At this particular time. Look at you.
Because hashtag athlete.
Right.
Right.
Well, then go do it, Sparky. Do you think they'll mail you your medal?
No, I don't think they will, but...
Do you think that you could just say, listen, I did it back then, when they are going to do it in the fall?
What they're encouraging, though, is you not run the actual route that it's supposed to, you know, be.
Right.
Because they don't
traffic
want...
Traffic will still be going
on. Well, there'll still be traffic, and they don't want a large group of people...
Right.
Running.
Social distancing.
Absolutely. So
do you just put your little Fitbit on or whatever, so you know, like, how far you've gone, and you just keep running?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how it should work?
Yeah,
okay.
You kind of, you know, you run out, like, I don't know, 6.5 miles.
I kept running.
And then you run back 6.5 miles.
No particular reason.
And then you got it.
There you go.
So, yeah, tonight should be the night that I'm, like, getting good rest and carb loading and getting ready for the mini marathon tomorrow where, you know, you and I normally go out and MC the start of it.
It's one of my favorites.
I know. Yes.
It's one of my favorites.
I know. It's always a fun time, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But tonight, instead, you're going to be hosting prom.
Yeah, the virtual prom on Instagram Live at 99.7DJX.
It's prom night.
Yep. Yeah. So, regardless.
Is it what you're wearing?
No.
Okay. You have another outfit.
You
plan.
Have been so worried about what I'm going to wear. You've asked me probably a half a dozen times.
I'm just wanting to know if you're prepared. I know you got a lot on your plate. I just want to make sure that you
let's
work
not
that
worry
out.
Let's not worry about what I'm wearing.
You're gonna decide like 5 minutes before, right?
I'll be fine.
You're going to go in your closet and you're going to be like, what should I wear?
I'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So,
it's
anyways.
It's going to be good.
And your feel-good story. Do this every single hour throughout the... Morning here, Kelly K.
This might be the most precious thing you'll hear all day.
Okay.
It's 6-year-old Sophia Myers. She's in Pennsylvania. She decided she was going to donate her unicorn piggy bank to support healthcare workers.
My name is Sophia and I am 6. I have some money. I've been saving this money for quite a while, maybe since I was 4.
And she was 4.
I think I saved up $14.77. I'm gonna give it to Grandview Hospital because lots of people need it. Makes me really happy to give this to Grandview Hospital. I think other people should give money too.
That's
See,
cute.
She should. She's been saving for 2 years, $14.70, and she has given her entire piggy bank too.
Wow.
She said, here, have the unicorn as well.
Wow.
As a bonus, made a thank you card. And she's hoping that'll inspire others to do so. And she is so sweet. I'll tweet out the story so you can see her. Put a little face to the precious voice at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. So I don't know if you're still in idle, if you're paying attention to that. But, you know, a lot of people are wondering, well, what are they going to do once they actually have to do the live shows?
Yes,
because
well,
they have done a bunch of pre-recorded stuff.
There is a plan. It is up on the website at WDJX.com. I was invested. I usually hop on board for the auditions, and then I kind of fall off the train when they go to like Hollywood Week and all the stuff, and then maybe come back for the live shows because they're supposed to have the cream of the crop at that point. So Seacrest saved the original desk from like the first season, did he not?
Yeah, back in 2002, he's had it in his garage and he's going to whip it out and present the first lockdown edition of American Idol on Sunday night using that original desk.
Yeah, so what they did was they sent out lighting kits and all the stuff to...
And iPhones.
Yes, to the contestants so that they could do their performances from home. And they've been, you know, setting up all these calls and still doing all, like, prepping them for all of that. But I still think it's going to be so different because you don't have the audience in front of you.
Right.
So is it still going to be as nerve-wracking as being on live television with this huge audience in front of you, the judges right in front of your face, knowing that people are going to be voting on you? Or is it going to be a little bit easier for them to do? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to have Zoom sessions with their vocal coaches and mentors and stuff like that. And
everything's going to be from home.
Yeah. Yeah. But so see, it'll be interesting.
Here's the other thing. You know, for the show, they have like stylists, makeup people, all that stuff that help get these kids ready.
Yep.
And they're not going to have that. So they're going to be doing their own stuff.
They're going to, right.
So they're not going to be as polished, yeah, I think, at this stage in the show as they typically are.
Well, and, you know, obviously, if you care about it, the judges probably are going to take that into consideration.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see, like, how they still, you know, talk to each other and how the whole thing plays off on Zoom.
Right. So anyways, that's Sunday night. First lockdown edition of American Idol.
I'm curious.
With the old desk from the original show back like 18 years ago.
Yep.
And Seacrest. So is he going to do it from his garage? Or
yes.
So it's going to stay in his garage. He's not going to move it to another part
of
his house.
No, I think he's just kind of probably just kind of keeping it right there, making a little set for himself. So I'm going to probably tune in just because I'm curious how it's going to look.
I think I'm curious more about what Ryan Seacrest's garage looks like.
Well, I'm sure it's probably a nice garage.
Well, yeah. I'm just kind of curious as to what that would look like.
Probably like his living room. It's probably real nice.
All right. It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Oh, yeah. We've got sports action. Sports.
Happened last night, right? It was like the first live sporting event in a while, right? Something happened? There was something going on?
Will you let me do this?
Okay, sorry.
The NFL draft happened last night!
All right, yeah!
Normally, it's a big to-do with a bunch of people gathered, and that was not the case with everybody being quarantined.
Right.
You had Roger Goodell. He was the commish. He was kind of quarantined in his basement. He did have a thing where Bud Light was allowing you to send in booze to play during the NFL draft, which kind of he's used to and he was a part of. But anyways, just up the road, the Cincinnati Bengals with the number one pick.
With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
There you go. So that was no surprise to anyone. Joe Burrow from Ohio going back home. And playing for the Bengals right up the road there. So Joe Burrow, Heisman Trophy winner and national champion, Joe Burrow. So you're wondering, okay, where's that leave U of L? Mekhi Becton, right? He was big ticket, Mekhi Becton.
Big ticket.
Left tackle there for the Cards and expected to go in the top 10, actually. Where did he go?
Mekhi Becton is a big, big man. Now, look, he lost a lot of weight when Scott Satterfield, the new head coach at Louisville, came in and really worked hard. He ran a 5.11 40 at the combine at 364 pounds.
So he's the most physically imposing offensive lineman.
Okay, so he went for the 11th pick to the New York Jets. So, New York Jets select Mekhi Becton, 11th overall. So, that's pretty cool. He was excited.
I thought you were going to wait earlier, but it's all right. You know, God had his plan. So, you know, we knew when we got the call, it was going to be emotional either way.
Yeah. He said he was expecting to go earlier, but you know what? It was emotional either way. So, there you go.
Wow.
All right.
You
sports
feel good?
Action.
There was like actual...
It was actual
real
things happening.
New sports.
Real stuff
sports.
Happening.
Sports.
It's football.
All right.
Let's just hope we can have a season in the fall, you know?
That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's more.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you want to feel inspired, go to our website, WDJX.com, click win, and check out the Hometown Heroes. the gallery of hometown heroes that people have nominated up on our website is truly pretty cool. Just showing all the different people who are doing great work, whether it's in healthcare, banking, whether it's in, package delivery, groceries, you know, anybody who's having to deal with, the human population in close proximity and kind of putting themselves at risk.
There are a lot of different categories for essential workers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's so cool to see all the people and the communities, you know, kind of highlighting and supporting these people here on our Hometown Hero Wall, which, by the way, we are going to be stopping by another Hometown Hero today for lunchtime.
Awesome.
Noche Mexican Barbecue. Remember, we talked to Aaron a couple weeks ago? They're going to be delivering some box lunches, some delicious box lunches over to the winner of our Hometown Hero this week. So
that's great. And I've had some friends that have been ordering their carryout and delivery, and it's amazing.
Yeah, well, they also do the takeout margaritas too. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Hometown Heroes, you can nominate someone too. We are going to continue. I mean, we're going to continue doing this because it's so cool to see how many people are celebrating, you know, those who don't get a lot of like celebration.
Yeah. You know what? That's the thing is that there are a lot of people that have just kind of like doing the job that they've always done. But now all of a sudden we think they're amazing. Yeah. So I feel like hopefully we're going to appreciate these types of workers
beyond
more
this.
beyond this. Yeah,
for sure. So WDGX.com if you want to nominate. But yeah, so cool. Hometown Heroes there on 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, we got another Setting the Bar story. And it's kind of a naked story. I'm going to say kind of because...
naked.
Not all the way naked.
Oh,
all right?
Okay.
All right, so...
Yeah, partial naked.
At Denny's.
Oh, wow.
Is that the...
It's moons over my hammy.
Right. Coming up, 99.7 DJX. All right, Setting the Bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can make it through the day without, going on a topless rampage through Denny's, you're doing okay.
Why are we rampaging through Denny's? Do we not get our order right?
Right?
Does she need her moons over my hammy?
Right? So this woman was caught on video yesterday afternoon grabbing plates from a large stack located in the seating area of a Denny's in California. You're thinking, was it open for a customer? No, it wasn't.
Okay, I was gonna say, it's not supposed to be open right now, right?
No, only open for carry out and through the drive through. But she got in and started just throwing plates.
Stop it.
Smashing plates.
And she's topless?
Topless.
Ooh, she's got to watch that. If you break some plates, that could cut you.
Yeah, it could cut you. Yeah, cops had already gotten a call about her because she had apparently been at a bus stop just a few minutes earlier, and that's where she removed her clothes.
Oh, okay. So we got partially naked at the bus stop.
Yeah.
Then started running through Denny's, breaking stuff.
Yes.
All right. So we have no idea why she's upset?
Don't know, but she is now being detained. So,
okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Listen, quarantine will get the best of all of us.
Yeah, it's tough, and sometimes you feel like you're going stir crazy, but let's not...
Go stir crazy.
Let's not take her top off, go run through Denny's.
Smashing plates.
Okay.
Get cut, like Kelly said.
Yeah, seriously, it's just dangerous.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, going on a topless rampage through Denny's, you're doing okay.
It's a good note.
Definitely gives a new meaning to... Moons over Miami.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I really dig their menu items.
I know.
The names of their dishes are legendary.
There you go. That's a partial naked story.
Yeah, partial nakedness.
And Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour about this time. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly Kay.
So this young woman shared on TikTok how her dad has been recreating the public locations that she's missed going to since we've all been kind of quarantined in our houses. In the first video, her dad transformed their home into a movie theater. He wore a bow tie, sweater vest, took her ticket.
Oh, okay.
And then he's like, all right, he's going to do more of these videos. So then he just dressed up like a Starbucks barista,
nice.
Served her chai frappuccino.
Nice.
and then wore a McDonald's uniform to hand her fries and a vanilla shake.
All right.
And even had like the drive-through headset on. It's down, pretty great.
Down for that.
I mean, this is like dad of the year. I mean, he's making the most of their time at home when they're not able to go to all these favorite places. So we'll tweet out the video so you can see it. It's pretty great at Ben and Kelly Show.
I love all the ingenuity that we're seeing from people just recreating things, helping people. And
getting creative.
Getting creative while in lockdown, for sure. All right, so cool. There you go. Feel good stories. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. On 99.7 DJX, brought to you, of course, by Campbellsville University here on DJX. There have been a lot of reunion-type shows that have been coming out. You know, obviously, Friends, they are still, I think, running with the whole reunion thing on HBO.
Right.
That streaming service. But now NBC has announced that the cast of Parks and Rec is set to reunite
for
a half-hour scripted special airing this month, April 30th.
Hi, it's Amy Poehler inviting you to a very special Parks and Rec, all shot from our homes. We, along with our neighbors at State Farm, are coming together to raise money for Feeding America, and we hope you'll join us.
A new Parks and Rec story, Thursday, April 30th on NBC.
Now, I don't know if you ever got into that sitcom, Parks and Rec. It is hysterical.
Okay.
And it's one of those that... So, Amy Poehler, Rashida Jones... Aziz Ansari, Nick Offerman, Aubrey Plaza, Chris Pratt, Adam Scott, Rob Lowe, they're all going to be a part of it.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, it is fantastic. And
so you're excited.
I'm excited.
This is going to be appointment watching for you.
This
appointment
will be.
Viewing. Sure.
Yeah, okay. This will be for sure.
All right.
So anyways, it is coming up on April 30th, and they're going to be doing this in aid of COVID-19. So I don't know how they're going to necessarily film it or put it together, you know?
Or raise money.
But remains to be seen. They are coming back together April 30th. Also, tomorrow night, speaking of NBC, Saturday Night Live diving back into the at-home episode.
Which you said was...
It wasn't that
pretty
bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say,
last week.
I was surprised by how well it went off. You know, Tom Hanks, as you'll recall, was the host, and he opens it up like, you know, being very frank about the whole thing. Like, hey, you know what? This is going to be a new thing, and we, you know, it's Saturday Night Live, so there's going to be some skits that make you chuckle. There are going to be others that, you know, are stinkers, he says.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is going to happen again tomorrow night, so they're going to do the second at-home episode. Not known who really is going to be the host or or who's going to be the musical guest.
Yeah,
at this
they really
point.
Haven't announced that yet.
No, but it was Tom Hanks and Chris Martin on April 11th. So yeah, there you go.
Okay,
couple things there to look forward to. One, if you dug the Saturday Night Live at home episode, they're going to do another one of those tomorrow night, and then Parks and Rec coming back in aid of COVID-19, April 30th for a kind of. Reunion of sorts. So
nice.
I know. I'm kind of excited and again, a little bit worried about hopefully it'll be funny.
That's, I know, now you have high expectations.
Right, I do.
Because of what you knew the show to be.
For sure. If you're waking up, you're getting on Twitter and you're noticing Paris Hilton is trending. I'm not exactly sure why Paris Hilton is trending. I will let you know that there is nothing of harm to have come to Paris Hilton, I don't think.
Okay, but, that's good.
But that being the case, diving into some of the tweets that people have been tweeting about Paris Hilton.
And
I discovered this gem from, do you remember The Simple Life?
Yeah.
Nicole.
Big show with Nicole Richie. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a reality show way back in the early 2000s. Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, both of them socialites, both of them living in kind of rural America, having to live in rural America after kind of growing up. In
a privileged life.
A privileged, sure, Beverly Hills life. This 5-second clip from The Simple Life when she's around the dinner table talking to this family.
I don't
what
know.
What is Walmart? Is it like they sell wall stuff?
No.
What is it?
She just said, what is Walmart?
Do they sell wall stuff?
Okay.
One more time.
I don't
what
know.
What is Walmart? Is it like they sell wall stuff?
No.
What is it?
She had no idea what Walmart was.
It was such a magical show. What? And I don't feel like maybe we appreciated it as much as we should have.
No,
then.
We definitely did not.
Yeah.
But I will look back on that with fond memories and just that 5 second clip just brings back so much of the simple life there with Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton. But then, you know, as I said, Paris Hilton trending here this morning on Twitter. Again, not really sure why, but at least we can enjoy the 5 second clip of her asking what Walmart is. Is it a place that sells walls?
That is fantastic. It's a wonderful guess.
All right, coming up here next, there is a 1,000-year history. I was going to say dating back 1,000 years. that is, it's a tradition among these men that we have to highlight, dating back 1,000 years. So there has been a tradition for Chinese kung fu students, and especially Master Yi, who has 2 Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, wow.
For this certain tradition.
Okay.
That dates back 1,000 years. It, you know, these kung fu students and Master Yi believe in this form of, I guess, meditation and stretching because it facilitates blood flow. It removes toxins from the body. It speeds recovery.
Sounds super healthy.
Yeah. You're like, what is it?
What is it?
Well, they tie bricks on strings. And they swing them from their nuggets.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Oh, oh, wow. Oh, I'm watching it happen. Oh, how many bricks are there?
Well, some are obviously stronger than others.
How is it not ripping everything off?
I don't know,
oh,
Kelly.
Wow.
Apparently, this is...
just like,
this is a tradition.
Stretching and breathing out while the rock is back and forth like a pendulum.
Right. Oh, there's like a pendulum between their legs.
No,
it's a stack of bricks tied to a rope that is held on.
No, sir.
To their nuggets.
No.
Yeah, that's Master Yi. He's saying they've got 1,000 years of history behind this. Shows the benefits of it. By the way, you want to ask me, what is Guinness Book of World Records for?
What are his Guinness Book of World Records for?
Oh, Master Yi, he has world records for pulling cars.
Oh, God!
Pulling aircraft.
With those?
Yes! With his nuggets.
Wow!
So,
he's just swinging it like there's nothing about it.
Do you hear the noises they're making?
Yeah. I would be yelling louder than that. I don't have those. I don't really know truly what that would be like.
Right.
I can guess though.
Yeah. I think it would it would be a lot of tugging.
Oh,
it would you'd feel a lot of pressure, but apparently it's a tradition, like I said, dating back 1,000 years, and it helps strengthen the lower body and facilitate blood flow, remove toxins, and speed recovery.
Does it stretch things out?
I don't know, Kelly.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have to imagine it. Is his name Wong? Well, of course it is.
So okay. Katie texts in, why would you do that? Again,
It's for the health?
It strengthens the lower body, it facilitates blood flow, it removes toxins, and it speeds recovery. That's why they do it.
Does that part of the body need to be that stretched?
I don't know.
Again, I'm asking.
Yeah, so again, if you listen to the show long enough, you're going to learn some things.
Yeah.
And it was today that you learned that this is an ancient Chinese kung fu tradition.
Maybe they should move on from that.
Where they tie bricks with string around their special spots.
And they just swing
Swing them like just pendulums.
Swing it.
Between their legs. There you go.
No, sir.
All right.
Are you going to try it?
And you're... No. And you're welcome.
Your body's a temple. I just cause what you seem to be all about, like these holistic types of things. It seems like something you might try.
This does seem like a very holistic approach to
it's holistic
medicine and recovery. So, anyways,
wow!
I tell you what,
you can't unsee it.
I will post the video.
You gonna?
Yeah,
really?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I don't know if is this gonna be a new TikTok challenge?
A new
and here's the soundtrack.
See term to TikTok.
See a chandelier.
Yeah, possibly. Sure. Like a chandelier, right? We'll post that up. WDGX.com. You can see this video, Master Yi teaching his students. Everything's covered.
Sure. Yeah, they were like little.
They're being modest.
Yellow dresses.
They have modesty panels.
Skirts.
It's all good.
Yeah.
WDJX.com. Get to some text messages here, real quick. 502-571-9970. We were just talking about the ancient kung fu tradition dating back 1,000 years of men tying bricks to their willies and swinging them like pendulums to strengthen their mind, body, and soul.
Yikes.
Russ just texts in Dilly Dilly.
Right?
Oh.
Dilly Dilly. Dilly Dilly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And Mark texts in, what? We don't get any sound effect from this one, as in like mating animals?
Well.
I think mostly the sound effects was them going. Mm, mm,
oh, wow.
Mm.
Your recreation.
Did you?
Kind of on target.
That's what that's what it sounded like, right?
Yeah.
It was the.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Stop.
Yeah, that.
Okay, reason enough not to do it. Just because no.
Yeah. So,
no.
Anyways, we've tweeted the story out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can take a look at those magical holistic approach to strengthening your mind.
Holistic health.
Removing toxins from your body and speeding recovery, according to Chinese Kung Fu tradition.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, coming up next. You ready? You think you can do it? You think you can do it?
I don't. I wish I had stronger ammo.
You know what? Don't say that. I'm going to take you down then.
You know what I'm confident in?
I'm going to take you down.
I'm confident in the fact I'm not going to make myself laugh.
Okay.
I'm confident in that.
All right. Well, that doesn't bode well for anyone then. All right. You laugh, you lose, where we sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First one who laughs loses.
Okay. All right. It's fine.
I'm going to play a song.
Where
I come
trophy,
up next.
By the way, I don't see the trophy.
I got it right over here.
Oh, you hit it.
I got hidden in a safe space.
Okay, gotcha.
Where I'm going to keep it forever.
Gotcha.
All right. So that's coming up here next. Doja Cat first. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I getting ready to sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. I was adding my own sound effects to that.
Oh, that's an echo?
Yeah, a little echo there.
Impressive.
Thank you. It is called You Laugh, You Lose, the game where I hold the slight edge and the trophy. First one who laughs loses. 99.7 DJX. Bah! 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 Gotta get it out. Gotta get out. Gotta get out.
Okay.
Ow.
Okay. Are you ready?
All right. Are you ready, Kelly?
Sure. Losers go first, right?
Losers go first. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. How do you get a squirrel to like you?
How do you get a squirrel to like you?
Act like a nut.
Okay. Valid. Kelly, you know, I bought the world's worst thesaurus yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not only is it terrible, it's terrible.
All right. Hey, why don't eggs tell jokes?
Why don't they?
They'd crack each other up.
Kelly, what do you call a dog with no legs?
What do you call a dog with no legs?
Doesn't matter. It's not going to come anyway.
A little bit savage. Hey, yeah. Don't trust stairs. You know why?
Why don't you?
They're always up to something.
Always up to something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You laugh, you lose. Why did the butter knife put on a bow tie?
Why did the butter knife put on a bow tie?
Because he wanted to look sharp.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Which bear is the most condescending?
Which bear?
A panda.
Oh, yeah.
Get it? Took you a second, right?
Duh.
Okay.
You know, I've seen a meteor shower.
You have?
But I've never seen a meteor take a bath.
Boom, boom.
Thank you. You laugh, you lose.
What kind of noise does a witch's vehicle make?
What kind of noise does a witch's vehicle make?
Broom, broom.
Your delivery was good.
Thank you.
Your delivery was good.
Thank you.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I told my sister she drew her eyebrows on too high.
Yeah?
She looked surprised.
I bet she did.
Yeah.
Why are elevator jokes so classic and good?
Why, Kelly?
They work on every level.
Every level they do. You laugh, you lose. Kelly, you hear the president's guards aren't allowed to scream, "Get down," when the president's in danger anymore?
What do they say?
They have to yell, "Donald Duck!"
I get it. Very topical.
Very topical.
What do you call a pudgy psychic?
What?
A fortune teller.
Okay, I get it. Kelly, what do you call a cheap circumcision?
What do you call a cheap circumcision?
A ripoff. Gotcha.
Really? Really? You've even done that one before! And I feel like it took you out the last time!
I don't know what it is about cheap circumcisions.
Oh my gosh!
Here, sanitize it. Yeah. Take that. Take it. Take
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Come back home to mama.
That was cheap.
It was
like a cheap circumcision.
Oh, it was.
It was a ripoff.
You've even done that one before. You've literally done it before.
That's funny.
Literally.
All right. Well,
it doesn't
there you
matter.
Go.
I'll take the win.
Sure.
I'll take the
win. Take the trophy. Sanitize it. Enjoy this win.
Oh,
not
yeah.
going to last for long. You laugh, you lose.
Yeah.
Good. Do feel good stories just about every single day, just to show you that there is still good in the world. Kelly K.
So, 5-year-old golfer Cameron Middleton from Bonita Springs, Florida, has been doing trick shots all over his house during the stay-at-home order. He posts these videos up on Instagram,
okay.
and he is straight-up amazing.
He's hit shots down the stairs, through hoops, moving targets. Says he's only broken a screen near the porch. That's all, Mom.
He was born with a gift. I mean, some people, like, watch him swing, and they're like, we pay, like, thousands of dollars to have a pro teach us that, and he has it, like, naturally.
Cameron says he can't wait for the golf courses to reopen.
There
yeah,
you go.
His entire room and the backyard are decked out in golf gear, putting greens, and autographed memorabilia. He says using a plastic golf ball inside the house makes it safer.
Ah.
He plays music and he dances after every successful shot. He is so cute. We've tweeted out the story so you can see the videos at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, do we have a setting the bar story involving someone famous?
Oh, I really hope so. I really hope so.
That answer is yes.
Awesome.
It's kind of a sports segment, too.
Oh, I'm excited.
If you can manage to make it through the day without randomly walking into the wrong house when you're Tom Brady.
Oh, whoa.
You're doing okay.
Oh, he's new to Tampa Bay area, right?
That's right.
He's new.
Just moved down to Tampa, Florida because he is now a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization. And
so how did he end up in the wrong house?
Oh, my God. Tom freaking Brady is in my house.
Yeah, that's the dude who he walked in on.
David Kramer says it's a moment he'll never forget. Bucks quarterback Tom Brady walking in by mistake.
If someone said Tom Brady's going to walk into your house and just, like, leave, I'd be like, okay, right. I got a better chance of a meteor hitting me.
All right. Well,
oh, wow.
Guess what?
Yeah.
It actually happened.
He was working from home at his house in South Tampa and says he heard someone walk in his front door. It was unlocked since he had just loaded some items into his car.
Yeah. Guess who it was?
When he looked up, a tall guy in a baseball cap was standing there, smiling, two duffel bags in hand.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Tom just walks in? There's no knocking?
So here's the thing. That's right. Yes, he's Tom Brady. He apparently can do that.
Can just walk in. Okay.
He was looking for his new offensive coordinator, whose house is next door.
Oh.
And the houses look similar.
Yeah, they look almost identical.
So.
In style, from what I've seen in the pictures.
Yeah, so he walked in and he was like, is this Byron's house? Or is Byron here? And he was like, no, that's next door. And so Tom was like, sorry. And just,
oh, so sorry.
Yeah,
so
and
sorry.
Just leaves.
And yep. All right.
Yeah, so this is after he was caught trespassing in parks.
Right.
He now we can add breaking and entering to his list of Florida stories already.
He's just learning the lay of the land.
Yes.
Right? He's just exploring Tampa.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, that's it's a very mild on the setting the bar scale.
Sure.
But it does involve Tom Brady.
And it sounds like Mr. Kramer was super happy about it, so it's all fine.
Yeah, David is fine with having Tom, and maybe he's hoping that he will see more of Tom in the neighborhood.
Yeah, maybe.
Now that he knows that the offensive coordinator lives right next door to him.
So, wow.
All right, there you go.
That's pretty great.
Setting the bar and sports.
Sports.
If you can manage to make it through the day without randomly walking into the wrong house when you're Tom Brady, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, it happens. On 99.7 DJX. Tonight, about 12 hours from now, we'll be right in the middle of the first ever virtual prom on Instagram at 99.7 DJX. Streaming live with music, guests, prizes, all sorts of stuff happening on Instagram at 99.7DJX. Assuming, I mean, because, like, here's the thing. Everybody is doing these Zoom calls. Everybody's streaming now. Assuming there are no snafus in, like, technical snafus that we can't, like, you know, help.
Like the network crashing or something.
Right,
yeah,
for sure. I mean, it's all going to go off, we're hoping, like, without a hitch.
And then before that, we're doing another Zoom happy hour.
Yes.
With Alec Benjamin.
That's right. So,
and I'm going to be looking for another plus one.
That's right. So a little bit later on here, give us like a half an hour and we'll hook you up with not only a gift card to spend at, what was it, Buckhead?
Buckhead Mountain Grill.
Yeah, Buckhead Mountain Grill. But then we'll also let you in on the super secret Zoom party happy hour with Alec Benjamin and Kelly as she makes another cocktail.
We're going to do that right before the prom, and then we'll post the video a little bit later on. So be looking for that.
Yeah, so prom is going to go down tonight starting at 8, Instagram Live, brought to you by Campbellsville University. And we've got DJ K-Dog ready to go with some music on the Instagram feed. And then DJ Q going to be providing some music on DJX. So commercial-free mix from 8 to 9. So that'll be fun.
And Ben Davis providing the fun.
That, like I said yesterday, it'll be interesting because, you know, I think the last time I saw K-Dog was at our pink prom last, I guess, October.
Yeah.
So it's been a few months. And
before that, you guys were like regular buddies hanging out at teen night at Club Oasis.
I know. We'll have to share some memories of that while it goes down. But I was checking my little lapel mic, and that works just fine.
Oh, great.
And so, yeah, we'll be ready to go tonight.
I will say I did my fair share of teen nights at a couple of different local establishments, and they were almost the reason I almost didn't have kids. I was like, what is happening?
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting because, you know, if you want to be... like, go live with us. I mean, I'm inviting people to request, and you know, I'll say hey and see what you're up to, how you're spending your evening.
Bring you into the broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, make you kind of the star as well. So that'll be cool. That's tonight, Instagram, at 99.7DJX. If you haven't given us a follow yet on Instagram, I do that, at 99.7DJX. So you can be a part of the fun there tonight, as we also are going to be giving away some prizes like an iPad, some VR goggles.
Wow.
An Echo Dot, I believe, and some other stuff there too. So pretty cool. That is tonight, 8 o'clock, about an hour or hour, about 12 hours from now.
Uh-huh.
Here on DJX. All right. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show at 99.7DJX. All we do weekly is act out a thread.
Sure. And maybe if you think you might have come across and accidentally created the next big hit, you want to share that with friends, right?
You're talking music, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want to.
Could be a straight banger coming out the radio box.
That's right. You want to shout it from the rooftop or at least from your Facebook feed.
Absolutely.
And that's where the drama starts. And we get into that on the way on 99.7DJX. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always get a hold of us there. When you see a thread that you think has a little bit of drama in it, you can always screenshot it and send it to us. What Kelly and I do is we just bring it to life by acting out the people who are commenting on the post.
Now, see, Zach thinks that he might have come across and accidentally created the next big pop hit.
Ah.
Ben plays Zach.
Okay.
Ben also plays Tomas.
Ah, Tomas.
Who has a very particular issue in this thread, you'll figure out. I play Cindy.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's get into it.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight.
Santa.
On 99.7 DJX.
Not to jump the gun, but I'm pretty sure I just made a hit song by accident. You can't really tell about these kinds of things, but I just have a weird feeling about this one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Hit song.
And this is based on your previous musical experience working construction.
All right. Tomas jumping in there.
I think he's doubting it.
Yeah.
Oh, ease up, Tom.
Mm-hmm. It's Tomas.
Zach, how does it go?
Gotta stay chill on how it sounds until I get it copyrighted.
Ah, okay.
Oh, wait.
Gotta keep it
he's
hush,
not even
going
to give you a little taster?
Nope, not.
Oh. Okay, so what was the accident?
Well, I dumped a box of wrenches.
Wait a second, back your truck up.
All right.
He dropped wrenches and he thinks he created a musical masterpiece?
Yes. All right, let's continue.
Yeah. Somewhere there's a musician who claims to be a carpenter because he once used a foot pedal like a hammer.
I don't know why you're ripping me, Tom. You're the guy who thinks 5K towers cause coronavirus.
Oh my God.
What's more likely, musical wrenches or cell tower viruses?
Oh, wow.
It's Tomas. I didn't say the towers cause the virus. I said they weaken your immune system, making it easier to catch the virus. Hashtag science.
Okay.
Oh, science.
Hashtag wrenches. Hashtag gravity. Hashtag music.
All right, so okay. Zach obviously still on the music train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this has gotten incredibly stupid now. Zach won't share his magnum opus, falling wrenches, and Tomas is slipping on his tinfoil hat. I'll catch you both later.
All right, Cindy's out.
Yeah.
I just went back to listen to my phone, and it didn't even record.
Oh, no.
Stupid phone.
Oh.
Actually, Zach, these phones are always listening. I'm sure it recorded somewhere, like in the cloud.
Tom, you watch too much TV.
It's Tomas. And really? Then why is there an ad for wrenches in my feed? I have an extra tinfoil hat if you need one.
Oh wow.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, he's got a good point.
Yeah.
I am a little upset, though, we didn't get to hear the masterpiece, a.k.a. Falling Wrenches.
I put something together that I thought maybe could resemble that.
Really? Let's hear
Everybody,
it.
Let's go.
Wow,
that's
a banger.
That's straight fire.
All right, Zach's on to something.
And probably going to be the next TikTok challenge.
All right, there you go. That is Facebook Fight Theater. Do this every single hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So this is so sweet. An art teacher at an elementary school in Louisiana handwrote more than 800 letters to her students.
Oh, wow.
Her name's Allison Quinlan. She spent about 2 weeks writing these personal letters to every student at Legacy Elementary. She teaches them all and works the car rider line for pickup and drop-off, so she's got a personal relationship with each child. So she'd ask about their hobbies, their pets, or their siblings to give it a personal touch. And several students have already written her back. There's a lot of students showing pictures of the letters that they got and the difference that it made for them.
It's
just
another
one of those personal touches. And again, 2 weeks, I can only imagine how her hand hurt after handwriting 800 letters.
That is a lot of letters.
You know, I love the fact that the art of writing a letter isn't dead. You know, not just sending an email and saying, hey, I love you, or just checking in on Facebook. Writing a letter is such a nice personal touch, and it takes effort. So we'll tweet out that story. It's kind of great. At Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. You see that there's a petition that has over 50,000 names so far on it to have the streaming companies provide 60 days of free service.
Oh, wow. That would be nice.
That would be nice.
I will sign that.
Now, I'll say that there are, like, those already, like Showtime, CBS, All Access, and a couple others that have offered a free month in recent weeks of service. But this is aimed more at, like, Netflix, YouTube, the paid YouTube, you know, Hulu, HBO, Amazon Prime.
I would like to personally add my list to the Netflix, the Hulu, and the Amazon Prime list.
Add your name to that?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah, throw us a bone.
Yeah, for sure. Just with everybody in isolation and, you know, all these, you know, furloughs and financial hardships that people are experiencing, you know, that would certainly be nice.
It's tough all the way around.
I don't know where this petition would go. I know where it's directed, but I don't know where it would go to force any of these companies to do that. I don't think that would happen.
No. Yeah. It's just a strong suggestion. at this point.
Have you dove into anything new on Netflix?
I am almost through Peaky Blinders.
I have been watching All American. It is like a Varsity Blues meets 90210.
Oh, wow. Unexpected. Did your daughters drag you into this or did you choose it?
No, my wife started watching it.
Oh, okay.
Like when I was asleep, you know, right. She's trying to go to bed. And so I guess she was just like flipping through and Netflix suggested it to her. And she's like,
okay, Netflix
shows
what's best for me. I will say yes.
I'll take a look at this.
Okay.
And then she got me into it. And now, like, we're several episodes in and it is so much like a 90210 meets a Varsity Blues. So it's like high school football players that play for Beverly Hills High.
Is this your jam? This sounds so unlike anything that you would enjoy at all.
It's so drama in a weird drama sort of way, you know?
Okay.
It's like rich drama. And then there's like, you know, the Dylan character.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can pick the characters out from the old 90210 show.
Sure. Okay. So anyways, that's what I'm watching. Trying to connect the dots and how you are interested in this in any way.
Well, football.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, football.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. All American is what I'm checking out right now on Netflix.
Are you going to also watch? Because the big announcement yesterday.
Oh, the Jonas Brothers. I was all in on that.
Yes.
Happiness Begins.
Happiness Continues.
Or Continues, I should say.
That's the concert film that they dropped at midnight last night on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Amazon Prime,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'm all in on that.
Yeah.
Happiness Begins was fantastic.
It was good.
I loved watching that.
Yes.
I will for sure watch the concert because I think we were able to go up and see them when they went through Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Last year. So pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know. That was their big announcement at 4 yesterday. So a couple things there.
After you watch your little streaming. High school 90210 football show.
Yeah.
And you could stream the Joe Bros.
Don't knock it.
Not going to knock it.
There's a lot of shirtless guys in it that I think you'd probably enjoy.
They're in high school, are they not?
Well, the actors are not.
Oh, but that's creepy. That's creepy.
The actors are in their 20s.
Uh-uh. I have standards.
Oh, you have standards. Yeah. Oh, she now comes out with standards.
Yeah.
This from the girl who dreamt about Justin Bieber making out with him in the River Falls Mall.
I didn't control that.
Okay.
I feel like he was of age.
Tonight, of course, a couple different things. One, you've got the Zoom happy hour with Alec Benjamin happening a little bit before the virtual prom that's set to take place.
It's kind of like a pre-party, a little bit.
Sure, a little pre-party rolling with Alec Benjamin before the virtual prom, which is going to go down on Instagram at 9970JX. As we've said, it's going to be something.
It's going to be a fun train wreck.
It's going to be a train wreck.
A train wreck of fun.
It's good. Sure, a train wreck of fun.
Uh-huh.
So that will be this evening at around 8 o'clock.
And you can get gussied up. You can hang out in your PJs, whatever. Just, you know, watch. You can ask to be invited live. Maybe Ben will click you in on the broadcast.
Never know.
And see and dance along with you. That's the whole point.
Yep. And then Saturday, I don't know if anybody's going to be doing it Saturday morning, but running their own virtual mini or marathon, because Kelly and I would normally be emceeing the start of the mini and marathon, Kentucky Derby Festival mini and marathon.
I'll pretend to do that at my house.
Yeah. Could you do that?
Sure.
Wake
up and say, all right, let's get ready, runners. Something like that.
And then fire off a gunshot?
A fake little gunshot. Sure. Yeah. A little cannon.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Sure. Great. Pew. All right. So good luck to anybody who is wanting to run that virtually by themselves.
Will they give you a virtual medal?
I don't know, because I think that they're still holding on hope that they can just reschedule it into August.
Is that the only reason people do that? That they run just for the medals?
I mean, I do it for the food.
They're kind of cute.
Because the food at the finish line?
Yeah.
I mean, they give spreads.
Well, is your wife going to be fixing you something?
You get beer. You get beer. You get bagels, bananas, little granola bars.
The breakfast of champions.
Oh, my gosh. You get all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be good. So anyways, have a good weekend. And we will talk to you a little bit later on this evening. Virtual prom at 9970JX on Instagram. Have a good one. We'll talk to you
later. Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.